You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN. This is Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, friends, it is just that. I've got a problem with the Yankees and Gary Sanchez. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. On Twitter, it is at Chris Carlin. Instagram, of course, over on TikTok, it's that guy Carlin. And I would urge you to join us there. We're going to get to plenty of the Jets, don't worry. But after this afternoon, we need to start here with Gary Sanchez. As this season winds down, and the Yankees have seemingly gone in the tank in the month of September, winning just three games and losing nine, and really falling apart from being fully in command of the number one spot in the American League wild card to now two games back of the wild card in the loss column of the Blue Jays. And yes, some games left with the Blue Jays. You could always do something there. I heard something today that Brian Munguia forwarded to me. And it just ticked me off to no end. To no end. And it's pretty simple. And I'm going to play it for you. And I'm going to need your immediate guttural reaction at 800-919-3776. But I can tell you mine was not good. It was not good at all. And the question that was posed to Aaron Boone this afternoon was, do you worry about Gary Sanchez's confidence behind the plate?
Yeah. I mean, we're constantly addressing things. You know, Gary does a good job of not letting all the noise creep in, I feel like, and he does move on within a game, within a day-to-day very well. So I don't worry about that too much. I get frustrated a little bit even for him, you know, that he has a couple plays that I think you and probably most everyone that's covered us on a daily basis have seen a guy that's caught really well for us this year and that has made really important and I think substantial defensive strides. And sometimes, because Gary is the lightning rod that he seems to be, sometimes a play or two really torpedoes some of that or changes that narrative. And that's not necessarily fair. I think it's important to acknowledge the strides that he has made in every facet on the defensive side, while also acknowledging, you know, a couple of big mistakes this week, you know, without question. But I do feel like he has the maturity and the makeup to be able to handle it and move on from it.
He has the maturity and the makeup to be able to handle it and then move on from it. Then why did you just spend a minute on the situation instead of just saying, no, I don't worry about it, he's fine? I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't have the maturity and the makeup to move on from it. Because he's 28 years old. Because acknowledging the very minuscule improvements that he has made defensively is not important to acknowledge. This is not someone that just got to the big leagues. He has been in the major leagues since 2016. And he has regressed. He is not the offensive player that he was early in his career. Is he better than he was at the beginning of this season? Sure. You know what he was at the beginning of this season? On the verge of getting designated for assignment. That's how bad he was. But you know why he wasn't? Because the Yankees will never acknowledge a mistake this big. Gary Sanchez has been in this organization since 2009. At 16 years old, they gave him $3 million. He has been a phenom at points in his career. Somebody that looked like they were going to be the next great catcher in the game. Somebody that was putting up numbers for his position that were staggering. That ended. That's over. He has somehow salvaged, and I'm using that word incredibly loosely, what was a season that had the potential to be absolutely abominable. But he hasn't salvaged it to the point where it's actually a good season, where it's actually a season that you would look at and say, yep, I can live with that. Especially when you are a bad defensive catcher. Bad. Look at what he has been in three of the last four seasons. Stop worrying about looking stupid and being wrong and seeing him go somewhere else to flourish. He is 28. He is not 21. This is not a kid whose confidence that you should have to worry about ruining. This is somebody that's been around for 5.5 years. And all the Yankees continue to do is baby him. Grow up. Be a man. Get after it. And either be the player that you're supposed to be or don't. It's sickening to watch this. Sickening to watch this. Because over the last 2 months, he's been terrible again. Again, his OPS is under 700. Can we just acknowledge this is not a good offensive player anymore? It's not. It's a bad offensive player, and it's a bad defensive player, and it's time to move on because players like this suck the life out of your team. Suck the life out of your team. But God forbid Brian Cashman admit that he's wrong about somebody. We're going to give everyone every chance in the world to get back to what they are. And that's why the Yankees are where they are. Not because of just Gary Sanchez, but because they have constructed a team that is nowhere near consistent. I just ask you this one question. How would it go if you took a player like Gary Sanchez and put him on the Yankees teams from 96 through 2002? How would that go? Let me answer it for you. Not well. He couldn't be who he is. He wouldn't get babied. They wouldn't still be worried about hurting his feelings at 28 years old. And that's the thing. Boone actually did the right thing last week when he came out and said, yeah, he's got to make that play. Of course, there's the acknowledgement of the weather conditions that night. But on that wild pitch, yeah, he's got to catch that ball. And yet somehow the excuses continue to flow. And it becomes more and more about acknowledging the very subtle improvements and some narrative that the Yankees have created about how much better he's gotten. And then one or two bad plays just ruins all of it. No, no, no. The one or two bad plays, they absolutely drive home the point that he is a bad defensive catcher. And as I'm saying this, he just had one go right between the wickets. Right off his knee. It didn't even hit the ground. And it went back and gave up another base in the first freaking inning. But I'm supposed to be excited or hopeful or acknowledging of what is a minimal, at best, improvement in what has been a nightmare of the last 4 years with one nice year in between, in which he barely played over 100 games. Dear God. What has this come to? His OPS is 743. That does not overcome the butcher that he is behind the plate. Suck it up and move on already. Because when you have situations like this, it just continues to slowly kill you.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.